The Transportation Security Administration is rolling out what's known as the TWIC. That stands for Transportation Worker Identification Credential. It's being required for anyone who works loading and unloading ships. Sign-up is being held this week in Green Bay. It includes a small computer chip that's supposed to contain an employee's information and security clearance. But the AFL-CIO complains that the rollout is premature. The union's president of transportation trades is Edward Witkind. He says the card cost up to $150.
You know, in the old days, you'd give out some form of ID, but it wouldn't be a $140, $150 biometric card. It was just an ID card. Now they've made it, you know, this high-tech card with all this information stored in it, yet it's very clear that in many transportation facilities around the country, there aren't going to be reader technology installed to be able to read the card.
The TSA will disqualify workers who have certain felony convictions, so Witkind says some workers may be forced out of their jobs. He also objects since many workers will have to pay for the cards out of their own pockets. But Green Bay's port director, Dean Hain, says that won't apply to the 300 or so workers in northeastern Wisconsin who will need a TWIC.
And here in Green Bay, we don't have any unionized longshoremen, so these are all employees of the port business, and I believe the business itself is picking it up.
While the TWIC program is beginning at the nation's ports, everyone who works in the transportation system may be required to have one eventually. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.